I'm Rona Tarrant. Pope Francis is concluding his visit to Abu Dhabi today after meeting with Muslim leaders and using a speech to call for a halt to wars in the Middle East. In his speech yesterday, the Pope said the fateful consequences of violence could be seen in Yemen, Syria, Iraq and Libya. The United Arab Emirates is part of a Saudi-led coalition whose intervention in the conflict in Yemen has helped to trigger the world's worst humanitarian crisis. On Monday, the Pope also co-signed a document calling for world leaders to spread a culture of tolerance. The chair of the U.S. Bishops' Committee for Religious Liberty has sent a letter to U.S. senators asking them not to impose a religious test for public office. Archbishop Joseph Kurtz sent the letter as the Senate considers nominees for the federal judiciary. Archbishop Kurtz said multiple nominees have been interrogated about their membership in the Knights of Columbus, and this was not only unconstitutional and unjust, but an attack on people of all faith and those with no faith. Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido has dismissed warnings from President Nicolas Maduro that the country's political crisis could spark a civil war. Guaido has declared himself interim president and won support from major powers including the US, as well as more than half of the countries which make up the European Union. Venezuelan bishops met Friday with Guaido in an effort to mobilize the entrance of humanitarian aid to the country. A new report says climate change poses a growing threat to the glaciers found in the Hindu Kush and Himalayan mountain ranges. The study found that if CO2 emissions are not cut rapidly, two-thirds of the giant ice fields could disappear. The glaciers are a critical water source for 250 million people living across 8 different countries. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.